Chapter 7. Now in the days of Ahaz, son of Jotham, son of Uzziah, the king of Judah, King Rezin of Syria, and Pekah, son of Remaliah, the king of Israel, came up to wage war against Jerusalem, but he could not capture it. A report was made to the house of David, "Syria has joined forces with Ephraim." And the heart of Ahaz and the heart of his people began to tremble, like the trees of the forest shaking in the wind. Jehovah then said to Isaiah, "Go out, please, to meet Ahaz, you and your son, Shear-Jashub, at the end of the conduit of the upper pool by the highway of the laundryman's field. You must say to him, 'Take care to stay calm. Do not be afraid, and do not lose heart because of these two stumps of smoldering logs, because of the hot anger of Rezin and Syria and the son of Remaliah. For Syria, with Ephraim and the son of Remaliah, have plotted harm against you, saying, "Let us go up against Judah and tear it apart and conquer it for ourselves, and let us appoint the son of Tabeel as its king." This is what the sovereign Lord Jehovah says: "It will not succeed, nor will it take place. For the head of Syria is Damascus, and the head of Damascus is Rezin. Within just 65 years, Ephraim will be completely shattered and cease to be a people. The head of Ephraim is Samaria, and the head of Samaria is the son of Remaliah. Unless you have firm faith, you will not be firmly established." Jehovah continued speaking to Ahaz, "Ask for a sign from Jehovah your God. It may be as deep as the grave or as high as the sky." But Ahaz said,
"I will not ask, nor will I put Jehovah to the test."
Isaiah then said, "Listen, please, O house of David. Is it not enough that you try the patience of men? Must you also try the patience of God? Therefore, Jehovah himself will give you a sign. Look, the young woman will become pregnant and will give birth to a son, and she will name him Emmanuel. He will eat butter and honey by the time that he knows how to reject the bad and choose the good. For before the boy knows how to reject the bad and choose the good, the land of the two kings whom you dread will be completely abandoned. Jehovah will bring against you and against your people and against the house of your father a time such as has not come since the day Ephraim broke away from Judah, for he will bring the king of Assyria. In that day, Jehovah will whistle for the flies from the distant streams of the Nile of Egypt and for the bees in the land of Assyria, and they will all come and settle down on the steep valleys, on the rocky clefts, on all the thorn bushes, and on all the watering places. In that day, by means of a hired razor from the region of the river, by means of the king of Assyria, Jehovah will shave the head and the hair of the legs, and it will sweep away the beard as well. In that day, a man will keep alive a young cow of the herd and two sheep. And because of the abundance of milk, he will eat butter, for everyone remaining in the land will eat butter and honey. In that day, wherever there used to be 1,000 vines worth 1,000 pieces of silver, there will be only thorn bushes and weeds. Men will go there with bow and arrow, because all the land will become thorn bushes and weeds, and all the mountains that used to be cleared with a hoe, you will not go near for fear of thorn bushes and weeds. They will become a grazing place for bulls and a trampling ground of sheep."